All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this Sunday afternoon, when the New York Football Giants travel to take on the Oakland Raiders, they will find themselves in a very unfamiliar spot, as for the first time since the midway mark of the 2004 NFL season, somebody not named Eli Manning will be the starting quarterback for the Giants, as he has been replaced by Geno Smith. Now, this marks the end of Manning's consecutive game streak as a starting quarterback at 210, which was second in NFL history to Brett Favre. Now, during that stretch, Manning compiled a record of 110-100, while he passed for more than 50,000 yards with 334 touchdowns and 222 interceptions. You look at this season for the Giants, and it's been a train wreck since the beginning, as they've been decimated by injuries. And you go back to that loss versus the Los Angeles Chargers, where the Giants lost three of their top four wide receivers in one contest, including Odell Beckham Jr. The defense, which was supposed to be a strong point for this team this season, has not been good. They've blown leads, they've been inconsistent, and at times they've simply been lethargic. The Giants offensive line has been bad for several years, and on top of that, they've been unable to run the football for several years as well. Now, Eli Manning has become the scapegoat, but I'll tell you like this, the three-headed monster that needs to take the blame for this, you're looking at owner John Mara, general manager Jerry Reese, and head coach Ben McAdoo. Jerry Reese has been the Giants general manager since 2007. Prior to that, he was the assistant Giants general manager under Ernie Accorsi. And when you go back and look at those championships that the Giants won in 2007 and 2011, a lot of those guys were guys that were brought in by Accorsi. Jerry Reese has failed to keep it going because Jerry Reese has failed to draft quality players over the last 5 years. Outside of Odell Beckham, what has Jerry Reese brought into this team on offense or defense through the draft? Absolutely nothing. The Giants have a ton of question marks on their offensive line. They have a big question mark at running back because they have been unable to run the football. The Giants have been unable to do anything at linebacker for 5 years. That's all on Jerry Reese. When the Giants were winning championships, Eli was a big part of it, but he had a team around him. You look at that defense. You had the likes of Justin Tuck, O.C. Umanyora, okay? You had Corey Webster in that secondary. You had Antonio Pierce. These were guys who knew how to go out there and get it done. You look at that offensive line. At one point, the Giants had one of the better offensive lines in the NFL with the likes of Chris Snee and David Deal and Kareem McKenzie. The Giants have gotten away from that. A few years ago, Jerry Reese put the blame on offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride. The Giants showed him the door. Then it was defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. The Giants showed him the door. Then it was Tom Coughlin. The Giants showed him the door. Now it's Eli Manning. There's nobody else for Jerry Reese to blame. And then once you look at Ben McAdoo, this was a guy that was brought in from Green Bay a few years ago as he was deemed as the offensive genius. He was the offensive coordinator for the Giants for a few years, and he did nothing. And Eli Manning was the one who went to bat for him when the Giants were looking for a head coach, and this is what he does to him. John Mara sat back and was okay with this because he allowed two guys in Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese to decide the fate for Eli Manning going into this Sunday. And in 5 weeks, John Mara will not be employing Ben McAdoo or Jerry Reese anymore. And if he does, he's a bigger fool than what he already shows that he is. John Mara did not want to reevaluate the status of his head coach and general manager following the Giants' loss a few weeks ago to the previously winless San Francisco 49ers. But now it's time to evaluate the roster heading into the offseason, again by two guys who are not going to be there in a few weeks. Are you kidding me? Eli Manning, hands down, is one of the better players in Giants franchise history. He's right up there in the mix with Lawrence Taylor and Frank Gifford. That is how important that he is. And when it comes to Eli, I've said it before and I will say it again. The fans, and most of the fans, the Giants organization and the New York media for the most part will not appreciate Eli Manning until somebody else is playing quarterback for the Giants. And that time is coming right now. Ben McAdoo allowed Odell Beckham to do whatever he wanted to for the past few years because he was afraid of him and he tried to coddle him. Eli Manning has been class, and Ben McAdoo knew that he had the ability to do something like this because Eli wouldn't lash out. And the Giants' ultimate plan, which was ridiculous, was, oh, we'll let Eli start the first half to keep his streak going, but then we'll go with either Geno Smith or Davis Webb in the second half. Are you kidding me? I could understand somewhat if the Giants wanted to bench Eli Manning for Davis Webb, but Geno Smith is not the future. We've seen what Geno Smith can do, and it's not good. Geno Smith won't be with this team in a few weeks anyway. Geno Smith is not a leader. He showed that with the Jets. He got his jaw broken by his teammate. He overslept on a road game in San Diego. He's not a leader. And I think the fact that the Giants are deciding to bench Eli Manning in favor of somebody who has the caliber of Geno Smith is a huge slap in the face. It's flat out disgusting. This organization has failed to put a quality team around Manning for nearly 5 years. And he's gone out there. He has not complained. He simply showed up to work every day and done what he was asked to do. And that was be the leader of this team and be the face of the franchise. And this is how they treat him. It's disgusting. And I'll tell you like this. If I'm Manning and his representatives, I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals. I'm looking at the Denver Broncos, the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the Kansas City Chiefs, because all of those teams could use a veteran quarterback such as Manning to get them over the top. We've seen the Broncos this year. They already won with one Manning. You look at that championship defense. Eli can slide in and fix that offense. You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have a dynamic defense. They can run the football. And oh, by the way, Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning's former head coach, who was run out of town by Jerry Reese, is running the show in their front office. Tom Coughlin would welcome Eli with open arms. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They are struggling right now on offense. But their head coach, Andy Reid, knows how to get some victories out of a veteran quarterback. You look at the Houston Texans. They slid back after Deshaun Watson had his knee injury. I say if you're the Texans, put out a feeler to Eli Manning because guess what? Then that allows you to give Deshaun Watson more time to sit back and heal. And on top of that, he will have the opportunity to learn from not only a professional, but a guy who is a two-time Super Bowl MVP. And yes, those two Super Bowls mean something because without Eli Manning, we are talking about Tom Brady as a 7-time Super Bowl champion right now. That's the only thing that stands between Tom Brady and that. And I'll tell you like this, the Giants organization, they have to already be regretting it because they, you know, unless they have their head stuck in the sand, they have to be listening to the backlash from the fans and the media. And they deserve it. They are going to rue this decision. I rank this up there with the curse of Bobby Lane. And if anybody does not know how that went down, Bobby Lane led the Detroit Lions to an NFL championship in 1956. The Lions turned around and traded him in 1957. And Bobby Lane told them, guess what? You guys won't win for 50 years. It's been more than 50 years and the Lions still haven't won. Matter of fact, since Bobby Lane left, the Lions have only won one playoff game. So that gives you an idea of what you're dealing with that franchise. And if anybody's old enough to remember the Giants in the mid to late 60s going into the early 80s, they were terrible. And that was on the cusp of all of those championship years. This right here is a page out of the Ray Hanley era playbook, as well as that of the Ali Sherman days. And I'll tell you like this, dark days are ahead for the Giants organization. They have that pretty stadium that they share with the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, but I guarantee you there are going to be a lot of plenty of empty seats for the remainder of the season and the foreseeable future, because first and foremost, the Giants need to go out there and figure out who's going to be their GM and who's going to lead this squad next season. If you want to evaluate the roster in offseason, fine. If you want to come in and get a new general manager and a new head coach and they say, well, you know what, we want to go in a new direction and draft a quarterback in the offseason, fine. Then you trade him. But you don't bench one of the better players in your franchise's history for Geno Smith. Geno Smith. At least when the Niners moved on from Joe Montana, they had Steve Young. And you saw how tough it was for Steve Young to get out of the shadow of Joe Montana. And even though Steve Young was able to win a Super Bowl championship, he never fully got out of the shadow of Joe Cool. So the Giants better be careful what they ask for. This is a sad day for the Giants franchise. And like I said, many more are on the horizon. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones will begin their 2018 campaign starting in June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, there is the Facebook group at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Join the discussion as we are rapping about all good things in sports. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 13 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.